Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here it is. It's Monday. It's that time again. Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me. I love him dearly. 3 years running with this thing, and we just keep picking up more and more steam, the chemistry. It's kind of like McCarver and Carlton, 60 feet, 6 inches. We're apart here. 347-205-9631. Carrot Brock out there. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, producing this, if you happen to miss it, because I realize 15 minutes goes by quick. blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me, let me lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Carrick the Threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And a nice 7-game homestand, 4 with the Braves, 3 with the Reds before you hit the road to go to New York.
Yeah, man, good morning. I'm doing well, you know, rested, you know, a really quick game we had yesterday in Milwaukee, so we got back home here in Pittsburgh early, so that was, you know, really good there. And to, you know, split 2 and have the opportunity to win the series, which was good for us, you know, playing someone in the division. So with that being said, great, like you said before, taking on a really good powerhouse team in Atlanta here, but doing well. But you can find me online on Instagram, TarrickBrockSR, Twitter the same, TarrickSR, and then Facebook just first and last name. So, man, a lot to talk about, you know, from this weekend.
Oh, man, you split the series in Milwaukee. And, you know, when I looked at this, and we talked about it the other day when we were talking, you know, just building towards next year, getting these guys' feet wet. You know, they're starting to really come together. This is a dangerous squad, you know, for the future. I mean, with everything coming together. But Johan Oviedo, you know, he had 7 innings of 2-hit shutout baseball. He's been really looking good his last few starts, dominant. And unbelievable to see what this kid's coming on.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things with, you know, Johan that's been, you know, sticking out. It's one, he's been really efficient, you know, with his pitches. You know, he's been in his own. He's been, you know, attacking hitters, which has really been good, you know, and the game planning. It's just been, you know, absolutely awesome. So, and then, you know, him and Andy Rodriguez have been, you know, working together the last couple starts and got a good rhythm going. So it's just good to see that, you know, at this point, you know, with Andy, you know, barely having a month or not even a month up in the big leagues yet. So, you know, it's really cool. You know, Johan's had some tough luck where he's pitched, you know, 6 innings and given up, you know, 1 run or 2 runs, and we just didn't get, you know, no offense for him. So it's really good to just see it turning around for him.
Yeah, I think it's 10 times he's gone out there, and he's only allowed 1 or no runs. I mean, he's only 2nd behind Blake Snell of the Padres. So, I mean, you know, it's just one of those hard luck things, you know, it happens. Sometimes the offense will pick up the pitching will pick up the offense, vice versa in 162 games.
Yeah, and you need both. You know, you need good pitching, you need, you know, defense, and you need hitting, man. And that is just the formula you need, you know, all 3 phases. And then at times when he pitched, you know, he didn't get it. But it just shows, to one, his toughness. You know, too, that he's just, you know, he's just resilient. He just goes out there and he battles, and he really cares. Not like, you know, he cares more than others. I'm just speaking about him so that people can get to know, like, he really cares. Like, he really wants to win and do well for his teammates and himself.
Well, and not only that, you know, when you look at it now, with Hedges out of there now, it opens up Rodriguez and Davis now to really get behind the plate there. But, you know, the outfield arms, man, Sawinski's throw to Peguero, to Hayes, to Neil Contreras coming around trying to stretch a double into a triple. They got some arms. You can't run on the Bucks.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool. Our young outfielders are really getting a taste of a lot of cool things, you know, going to a new ballpark. You know, for Henry, who's never been in Milwaukee, you know, given, you know, Derek Shelton, our manager, the flexibility to move guys around. You know, Palacios can play center, you know, right and left. And then we have our anchor in the outfield in Brian Reynolds, who holds down left field with us. And then, you know, our outstanding center fielder in Jack Sawinski, you know, who also can play, you know, left, center, right, just whatever the team needs. And that versatility is very awesome for us. It gives us, you know, depth in our roster and flexibility, you know, in our lineup at times. But, you know, when you talk about throwing in the outfield, the first person that comes to mind is Henry. Henry comes up, and he is not afraid to show his arm at any moment. And then Jack comes up. Jack, you know, has a quick release, and it's been really good. And then don't forget, you know, Brian Reynolds a couple of years ago, you know, was tied for the league lead in outfield assists as well. So, you know, we do our jobs. When the ball, you know, gets past us, it's to retrieve it and hit the first cutoff man, and then our job is done from there. So that's what our guys are doing a really good job of.
Well, and not only that, when I look at Henry Davis, you know, being a catcher and what an arm he has in the outfield, and then you look at Fernando Tatis Jr., a shortstop that has an arm in the outfield in San Diego, boy, these guys, I mean, when you look at guys you can move around on your team and some of these other teams, that's very important to have versatility.
Yes, I mean, it does. It does help because, you know, it can flip a lineup for you and create, you know, advantage for your team, you know, even late in the game. You know, you want to do that, you know, because right now it is a matchup-driven, you know, league. The matchups mean a great ton. So, you know, having the flexibility, having guys that can play multiple positions is the best right now.
You get the Braves coming in. You haven't seen them this year. You'll see them for four. This team's threatening to break some records as far as home runs in a season. I know they lost Freddie Freeman. They pick up Matt Olson, and he's there when you see some of these guys, Acuna and Riley, and now their pitching's getting in there with Max Fried. This is a series where it's a big one. The fans will come out. And, man, oh, man, you know, it's going to be a great, great series in Pittsburgh these next four.
I mean, yes, you know, we've seen them a lot the last couple of years, and there have been four-game series. You know, this iteration of the Pirates they have not seen, so it'll be interesting. But, you know, it is a great measuring stick, you know, to see, you know, these guys were a couple of years ago, they were all brought up together, and, you know, now these guys are just flying and becoming, you know, household names, you know, beginning with, you know, Acuna, you said, you know, you got Riley, Olsen. It just keeps going. Catcher, you know, Murphy, catcher. Then you got Michael Harris, Ozzy Albies. Like, you can just keep naming names and just keep going from there. And I just, you know, believe that we can still play with them. I believe that, you know, being able to use, you know, our speed playing here in Pittsburgh, you know, I just think it'll be good for us. And I just can't wait, you know, for tonight to just see, you know, when the first pitch kicks off and you know, PNC is rocking and we're ready to roll.
Well, I don't know if you saw it. I'm pretty sure you did see it. I don't want to call it the Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier thing the other day because Kenny Norton was my favorite fighter of all times, but boy, Tim Anderson and the Chicago and Cleveland getting together. You don't see that in baseball, but I think during a long season, you know, this kind of stuff will happen where, you know, something will trigger something. But, man, oh, man, and great guys. Love both teams and everything, but that happens during a season.
You know, yeah, mostly not to that extent where it gets to where guys drop gloves and goes, you know, there's sometimes there's some words exchanged and, you know, at the best, you know, there's some pushing and shoving. But man, it was, you know, something that, you know, needed to happen, you know, in that situation. And it's just one thing that from this point moving forward, I was saying to a guy, man, you'll see one or two things. You'll either see like this would be a trend. You know, a pitcher hits a guy and he wants to go, then he'll go ahead and go and just let those two, you know, handle it, and then it's over. Or you'll see, you know, politeness come back a little bit more or sportsmanship come back a little bit more. One of the two, you know, not sure. But at the same time, the one thing that you want to see is guys play the game hard, play it the right way. ensure, you know, their safety and the safety of others. And that's the best thing that we could do, because everybody's putting on a good show. And then lastly, you know, being humble. And that's the biggest thing. So I don't know what the league's going to do, but as big as it was and as much media attention as it gotten, you know, it might be some sit-down games for, you know, one or two guys.
Yeah. Take the, unique road. It's a little less traveled in more ways than one when you look at it. And you're right, that can go either way, and hopefully they'll get that past them. Hey, the Steelers' depth, man, this year, man, they're going to be tough to beat. Everybody's talking about all these other teams, but, you know, when T.J. Watt went down last year, the Steelers, man, you know, like 8-2. Tomlin hasn't had an under 500 record there, and I think, you know, with all the injuries around the league already in preseason, keep your eyes on the Steelers. They got the depth to, you know, stay above the pack.
Yes, the one thing that you'll get from them is that they'll compete. You know that they'll be in games and play, you know, and they believe in, you know, next man up, you know, until the guy gets back. And, you know, Mike T and the crew have done a really good job of preparing, you know, guys to come out and play. So it'll be really interesting, you know, starting out. Just looking at the schedule, you know, got some really cool games to start early to get them off to, you know, a really good start and seeing what that AFC is like. So, I can't wait to see them. You know, I got my calendar marked for a couple of games here, you know, before our season ends, and just see them, you know, just come out and play. And just want to see the maturation of Kenny Pickett as well.
Yeah, real fast on that topic. And to stick with it, college football, the Pac-12, man, oh, man, it looks like morsels in an ocean and everybody's coming in and grabbing everything. USC, UCLA out of there, and now we've got all these other teams, and it's sad to see. But, you know, the one thing I like about college football is now we're going to get some really, really, really good games. We're going to get I've always said, if you're a top 10 team, give me a top 10 schedule. Let's get some real big games in here. I think that's what we're going to get with college football, but it's sad to see what happened to the Pac-12.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the blueprint was on the wall when, you know, both, you know, USC and UCLA was starting to, you know, to leave, and it was just a matter of time till other teams decided to go as well. The one thing that, you know, being in the Pac-12 and what was going on is that it didn't, you know, team or people on the East Coast didn't get a chance to see them, and then they just played teams out west, so it made it, you know, really tough. So it's going to be really interesting to see. I know they were talking about trying to do something with Apple TV to try and boost some, you know, some revenue and things like that, but it's not working. So it's just going to be very interesting to see, you know, what they do and how it goes. It's tough because, I mean, with that being said, I mean, all schools in the Pac-12 are going to take a hit because, you know, football is going to be, you know, down. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happened and see if anyone steps in and try and help things out here. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and see what happens.
We'll keep the next topic, uniform tops, on the shelf till Friday when the Reds come to town, but this is a good one. In the last couple minutes, if there was a karaoke contest on the Pittsburgh Pirates, give me the three guys that you would bring to the forefront that would win this thing. I mean, they're dancing in Los Angeles. I'm sure we got the voices in Pittsburgh.
Wow, that's a really, really good one. I've heard guys yell and laugh. So, man, it might sound like a pack of wolves. The guys I would bring, but just for fun, I would throw out there, I would probably throw Indy because he's lively. I would throw out probably all our young guys. So I would go with Indy Rodriguez. I'll probably go with Layover Peguero. And then for a trio, who has a really crazy voice, I would go with Dito because he's got a real deep voice, though, so he can hit the bottom of it. So that would be the new version of the 412 version of Boys to Men.
They always think I smoke cigarettes. I said, no, I don't smoke cigarettes, but they always say with my rasp and everything. I'm thinking Henry Davis can do like a Luke Bryan impersonation out there, but, you know, there's so many guys you can think of. And the former guys, I mean, I could see Carlos Santana and G-Man Choi doing a duet out there or something. But my guy would have to be Connor Joe. I like Connor Joe. Connor Joe would be my guy to go out there and do something. But, hey, there's a lot of guys on that team, and don't sell Andrew McCutchen short either, I would imagine.
He'll be the MC. He'll be the MC to start it off. He'll be introducing
exactly.
The group, you know?
Exactly. Hey, as we wrap this up, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as we reconvene Friday and, you know, with the Reds coming to town.
Yes, the Instagram is TARRIKBROCKSR. Facebook, just first and last name, TARRIKBROCK. And on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, TARRIKSR, brother man. So, man, wishing everyone a great start to their week, man. Enjoy it. Bless others. Have fun.
Yeah, I told Alex Berg when he spent a couple times out there in the New York area as far as when they went opened up with the Yankees. I said, and I know next week you're in New York. Per diem, man, don't go through it, man. That's an expensive city, New York. You could blow your whole paycheck in a 8-hour period in New York. We'll talk about
absolutely.
That one. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that one when we talk next week too. But first, it'll be Friday with the Reds coming to town. Do me a favor, take out the Braves, stop them, the guys, and let's get back into this thing because I know we got a bright, bright future ahead of us. That's Derek Brock in Pittsburgh. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you Friday as the Reds and Pirates get in on a weekend series. Till then, have a blessed one. Go Bucks, taking out the Tomahawks.